open public meeting of the Arizona State Personnel Board is hereby called to order. The
this call is now being recorded.
Is 1740 this call is now West being transcribed. Conference Room B, Phoenix, Arizona, and the time is 10:02 a.m. Zach, will you please do roll call?
Yes, sir. Mark Ziska?
Here.
Jason Dudek?
Here.
Janine Inman?
Here.
Chad Kirkpatrick?
Yes. Chad's muted.
Here. Sorry, I'm muted.
Oh, no worries. And then also on the meeting is the board counsel, Justin Pierce.
I acknowledge all board members are present and appearing virtually. So we are today in the consideration of the disciplinary appeal by Cara Lisa Puchich Manning versus Mojave Community College. Each party will have 5 minutes to speak, and you will be notified when your time is up. Would the representative for the respondent please come to the podium? We have one.
So the respondent is not going to be present. In regards to that, Ms. McCard did prepare a statement, but because the respondent is not here, I don't think that part is necessary. So we can definitely move on to putting in the motions to consider in this matter.
Okay. Do we want to give the appellate their time to speak? Jennifer is here.
The appellant is present.
Okay.
Is the appellant present?
So they're represented by an attorney, but Ms. McCard is a party in with the appellant. So Ms. McCard, if you will.
No, that's the respondent.
Or excuse me, I apologize. The appellant's not here. The respondent is Ms. McCard. My apologies.
Okay. Ms. Picard, would you like to make a statement and have your 5 minutes?
So I have prepared a statement, although I understand, or if I understand correctly, since the appellant has not appeared, it's not necessary for me to provide a statement. I don't want to waste your time. I know you have more important matters to get to.
Okay. No problem. All right, then. I would propose a motion to consider. I move forward that the board adopt as its own the findings of fact and conclusions of the law, the hearing officer, with the exception of the conclusion of law, paragraph number 2, which should be stricken and replaced as follows. The State Personnel Board has no jurisdiction over this appeal because the policies and procedures of the Mojave Community College District at 6.020 establishes its own board to review whistleblower appeals as contemplated by ARS 38-534. Do I have a motion?
Well, I'll second your motion.
Yes, that was my motion. I apologize. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. And it passes. All right. So with that order of business done, Card, you're welcome to stay if you want, but that closes our business today with this matter.
Thank you all for your consideration and your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Zach, surprise me with this one. We have the nomination as another matter today, a nomination and election of chair and vice chair for the Personnel Board for calendar year 2023. Do I hear a nomination for the chair? Or should we have a discussion? I would appreciate it if somebody would like to take over as the chair. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, you can't serve two concurrent sessions.
There will have to be a new chair. Yeah, correct. There will have to be a new chair and then vice chair as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chair can
which I know is breaking your heart, right, Jason?
It is so breaking my heart that I was going to have to tell this team, I'm like, I could still be on the board, but I would appreciate it if I could just step back from the chair. There's a lot of things going on in life and work right now.
Definitely.
But that's taken care of since I can't do back-to-back terms. So not a problem.
You know. How about Janine? Janine, do you have an interest in becoming the chair?
What does the chair role involve? Can I get some more information?
So basically what the chair would consist of is you would sign off on things in regards to like the board meetings, so orders, and then in regards to the agency, you would be my direct supervisor. So again, in regards to agency matters, of course I'm running the agency, but again, I would confer with you on things. So it would be an oversight of the agency somewhat, but really it would really boil down to the board meeting, signing orders, and then again, things of that sort, checks and balances where I need authorization for a second signature on things, which isn't too many things thus far. I would need you for that.
So in addition,
yes, very small, Justin, very small.
You would have to approve Zach's time off.
Yes.
That was a big deal.
That is well.
So you'd have to oversee and approve Zach's time
yes.
off. Because we had a whistleblower case internally where somebody alleged that our executive director was not keeping accurate time. And so that's really important that we have that covered.
Yes.
Too.
But I don't plan on taking any time off. So I, honestly, Janine, you probably won't hear from me that much. So it's very low maintenance, definitely.
And how, so just out of curiosity, are there a certain amount of days that the director has as time off, I guess? Like, is there like an approved limit for how many days they can have? Or like if he were to come to me with a request for time off, how would that work? I don't understand.
So it would work basically, so we, like any other employee, I accrue PTO and sick time. So again, I would just come to you and say, you know, hey, I want to utilize either my PTO or sick time. And then again, you would just give me the approval or not. And then outside of that, that would be the extent of really that relationship in regards to that piece of it.
Well, and Zach, you also identified that our chair is a member of the police or the law enforcement.
Yes. Well, let's save that for the executive session. Let's finish, wrap this up, and then I'll tell that. But I'll say this. The chairperson can serve on the LMSIG board, which is the Law Enforcement Merit Board, but you have no voting rights. So, again, it's something that hasn't gone on over the last few years. It would be up to you. I've been in contact with the LMSIG director, and again, because there's no voting power, it's more so of a, you know, you're adding your opinion to it, which is definitely wanted in those type of matters. But again, in regards to any power or oversight over that board, you would really have none. In regards to the powers and the duties you would have with the personnel board. So again, that's it's. Like I was going to say, we can discuss it now. But if you did assume that role, we can definitely get you on the LMSIG board. But if it's something that, again, you're not interested in or it's overextending you, that's not something, you know, an avenue we have to explore. So it's totally optional and up to you. Again, it wouldn't affect them and it wouldn't affect us at all. So.
Yeah, the only thing I would add, I think everyone else on this call has been chairman, and I mean, the work, in my view, was pretty light. I mean, the biggest thing, as you saw with Jason, is you're in charge of running the meeting, but I think you saw you get a nice help aid that Zach prepared, which, you know, kind of sticks the script, and it's okay for the most part. Mark did mention there was a personnel issue. I was chairman when that happened.
And I've been on the board for 7 or 8 years, and that's like the only time there was really work outside of a meeting or prepping for a meeting. So, you got the brain trust here. He's all better.
Okay. That's right. I was about to say, I feel like you guys have more expertise than I have in all of this. Yeah. So.
And the vacation time approvals really don't take that long. It's a simple email back, just verifying you're good with Zach, or when I did it for Robin for her PTO, literally 10 seconds.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not taking any time off anytime soon, so... Again, it's going to be really low maintenance. You won't hear from me much at all outside of, again, our regular business.
Okay. Well, I don't mind doing it at all. I just, it's really funny because I just booked tickets for, like, I don't take a lot of vacations. So I'm taking, like, 2 weeks off in July, to just let you know. But usually I do, but I stayed on my vacation. Yesterday I was like, I'm going to do this. So it'll be gone in 2 weeks of July when I have to approve your vacation. I'm just kidding. Let me know before. But, I think it would be an honor to serve. I will obviously be relying on this brain trust here in that capacity. But if you guys think I can do it, I can do it.
All right.
You can do it. The best part is they'll double your pay.
All right.
Well, then, in that case, I would like to nominate Janine Inman as chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Do you, Janine, accept the position?
I do, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. No opposed? Congratulations, Janine. You will serve as the chair for the 2023 calendar year. Yay. All right. Do I have a nomination for vice chair? I will nominate myself, if that's okay.
Yep, that works perfect.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
All right. I do accept the position. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. None opposed? All right. I will be the vice chair for 2023 calendar year.
And then,
now I think we will close, we'll call for call for public comment. Zach, is there anybody on or anybody in the room?
No, sir. Just us.
Okay. Just us. Okay. And do we close this out to go into executive session, or do we just go right into executive session?
So to go into executive session requires a majority vote of the board. So you don't close out anything. You would just call for a motion to go into executive session.
Just adjourn. You just adjourn. Oh, okay.
Because there's no formal action taken in any session.
Yeah.
You just adjourn.
Okay. Then meeting is adjourned.
All right.
And now that puts you back into open session, and now you're in open. And if there's nothing else on the agenda, you can.
Then I can do the adjournment.
Yep.
Okay. Now I will move to adjourn. Is there a second? Second from Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? All right. Meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you.